Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we got a bit of a traffic situation, Sue Thomas.
Yes, we have an overturned vehicle that was smoking, possibly on fire. And this is northbound 270 north of Dorset. And they've got the left lanes blocked. It is really jamming behind it.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that this afternoon. Sue will be back after 4 with Sue's News, so we'll get you updated on some of the fun stuff this afternoon. Also, Charles Lipson, our friend from the University of Chicago, Professor Emeritus, will join us to talk about some things related to confirmation hearings, etc. My friend John Ziegler from the Death of Journalism podcast out in L.A. has some great insight. He's been, you know, out in Los Angeles most of his life, and he'll relate not only to some of the things that are happening out there, but the policies and the DEI nonsense. I heard his podcast today, a lot of discussion about that. I love the fact that there are people on the left, and I didn't mention this last week. We didn't even bring it up on the roundtable. You know, Wesley Bell voted against, like a bunch of other Democrats in the House, against the Laken Riley Act.
Why?
Well, because you have to be someone who cares more about people who are not in this country legally than tax-paying American citizens. Well, I mean, if I'm in his district and I'm a poor African-American person and he's not voting for this, I say, hey, wait a second. Why? Why in the world would you not care about me because I'm an American citizen?
Yep.
So Michelle Goldberg, one of the nut jobs over at the New York Times, and we lost one nut job this week. Jen Rubin from the Washington Post decided to call quits. Oh, she'll be sorely missed. These are all the kind of people that, and I lump them with like professors from WashU, no offense if you're a sane professor at WashU, but these are the kind of people that you would never in any circumstance want to hang out with. Like, there's some people out there that I disagree with. I can use Barack Obama. I bet I could watch a football game, you know, or a baseball game, or you know, talk music with Barack Obama, right? I couldn't do that with Jen Rubin or Michelle Goldberg or some of these other nut jobs out there. So she writes this column. It's in the New York Times today about the Laken Riley Act. Democrats will regret helping to pass the Laken Riley Act. And at one point she goes, you know, this is understanding that some Democrats would support this. But if all the bill did was mandate the deportation of migrants convicted of petty theft, it would make sense for many Democrats to back it, if only because there's so little political upside in defending the rights of undocumented shoplifters. But she says the bill, this is where it gets interesting, the bill goes much further than that. So it mandates federal detention without bail for migrants who are merely arrested for any theft related crimes. Well, gosh, that,
what?
I like that idea. That sounds pretty good to me. Let's say they're not here legally in this country. They've also broken another law. Let's see if we can decide if we need to deport them, because I think that might be something we would want to do. The bill applies to many immigrants who are authorized to be here, including Dreamers and those with temporary projected or protected status. The legislation contains no exemption for minors. So she points out that Ilya Salman, a law professor at George Mason University, the Lake and Riley Act could mandate the indefinite detention of a juvenile child of asylum seekers arrested for swiping a candy bar, even if he or she didn't do it. Well, that might be an unfortunate situation, but let's think about what the parents did to come to this country and put their kids in jeopardy anyway. They did it because they wanted to give themselves and their kids a better life, but there are consequences for crossing the border illegally, and there should be consequences. One of the acts, she says, one of the act's other provisions would give state officials unheard of power over immigration policy. If the bill passes, a state attorney general could sue to block all visas to people from recalcitrant countries that don't fully cooperate with the United States in accepting deportees. Good! That would be awesome if Andrew Bailey would sue to block all the visas from countries that don't cooperate with the United States. So I think this is a good bill. It passed the House overwhelmingly last week. It's going to pass the Senate. You got John Fetterman and others that are co-sponsors. Even Ruben Gallego of Arizona, who's a Democrat, co-sponsored this. Fetterman, you know, he said last week, you know, look, if you can't vote for the Lake and Riley Act, hey, attention, Wesley Bell, this is why we lost the election, right? He gets it. I don't know why Wesley Bell doesn't.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.